terror in South. There was a reign of terror at Tullow, County Carlow, on Thursday night, where, on the previous night, two constables were killed and wounded. Two of the principal business places were burned to the ground, and the Irish bar broken into and looted. The disorder began about 11 o'clock when a shot was fired, apparently as a signal, and then a volley was fired, followed by a bomb explosion and the outbreak of a fire in the establishment of Messrs. Murphy, spirit grocers. At this point, the people, filled with terror, ran into the streets from their houses, in some cases carrying pieces of furniture under the fear that the destruction of the whole town had been planned. Raiders in the Glens. Early on Thursday morning, there were raids for arms by a number of masked and armed men at Cushendon and Cushendall districts, County Antrim. A number of arms were seized in several farmhouses in these districts. The police made a raid in one house in Ballycastle, but nothing was found. On a search for arms, a party made a raid on the gatekeeper's lodge at Captain Cromelin's estate at Cushendown. The raiders fired two shots at the house, but the gamekeeper quickly replied from inside. The raiders decamped. Investigations yesterday showed that one of the visitors, at least, was wounded, a trail of blood being observed leading to the roadside. Meanwhile, masked men raided a number of unionist houses in Carrigan's district near Derry, in East Donegal. In one house, they seized a shotgun and an old dagger. They seized a gun and 25 cartridges in the house of Mr. White, land steward, whom they threatened to shoot unless he told them all about the Ulster Volunteers. White refused to tell anything. Tyrone partition proposal lost. At the meeting of Tyrone County Council, Sir H. de Fellenberg Montgomery, DL moved that Mr. T.J.S. Harbison, Nationalist MP, should be appointed to the Council of Ulster County Councils. Mr. Harbison replied, "We all know why this association was formed. It was part of a scheme to sever this county from the rest of Ireland, and I will not be part of an association whose aim is to divide Ireland." The motion was defeated.